So, as you might have heard me say a couple of times up until this point, practice doesn't make perfect, but it does make permanent. So, in order for you to grow and develop in confidence, you're going to have to practice something. You're going to have to practice being yourself. Now, becoming, you know, the absolute awesome expert at being you doesn't happen overnight. It can take a little bit of time and can take a little bit of practice. You've sometimes really just got to invest some time into sharpening your axe. Sharpening your axe makes me think of a story. A story when I was travelling Australia back in 2006. Way out, you know, out back, there was this lumberjack competition going on. And this lumberjack competition attracted men from all different ages, from all around the different states. They all flocked to this town where they would guzzle beer and, you know, eat steak and chips and get ready for getting stuck in about chopping down some trees. Now, this was a competition. The competition was pretty much a last man standing sort of competition, where men would, you know, when the whistle was to blow, the men would start hacking down the trees. They would chop, 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 start cutting down trees until they were exhausted or physically couldn't chop any more. So the evening before, the guys were all in their tents and in their porta cabins and caravans, or eating steak and drinking lots of water and getting ready for what potentially were going to be quite a number of arduous days up ahead. The following morning came, the whistle went, and all the men started. They started chopping, chopping, hacking down the trees, and there was young men as young as 16, 17. There was other men in their 60s, one in his early 70s, giving it a good shot, who'd been doing, you know, chopping down trees for years. He'd been a lumberjack for as far back as what he could remember, probably longer than what I've even been alive. So over the next couple of days, the guys were going for it. You know, yes, they stopped for food or for water, for sustenance, and then they'd keep on going. But after a couple of days, one by one, men started dropping out. A few more days passed, and more men were dropping out. And it actually got to the sixth day point, and there was only two left. Two lumberjacks left, cutting down their trees. Now, one of the guys was in his late 50s, and the other guy was 21, 22, a young guy, full of beans, giving it all he had. Hack, 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 chopping down trees. Now, you see, the young guy, although he wasn't really watching what the older lumberjack was doing, he was able to hear in the background. He was able to hear that, chop, 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 a tree would fell. And then there was maybe nothing for a couple of hours. So the young guy was taking his time. He thought to himself, oh, this old lumberjack, he's getting old. I'm going to absolutely have him here. If I can just get such a lead, all right, I'm going to intimidate him into quitting, into giving up. Then I am the lumberjack off the county. Well, he went for another day or two, and he managed to chop down another six trees, which was quite a feat. There hadn't actually ever in the history of the competition been as many trees chopped down as what this young guy had done. But you see, the very essence of the competition wasn't about quantity, it was more about endurance, about who could keep on going the longest. Now, yes, obviously the prize was going to the lumberjack who ultimately did cut down the greatest number of trees, but there was no time frame attached to this. There was no pressure, no targets, no nothing. So as the young guy kind of threw down his axe, he was pretty confident that he had the prize, the title was his. He could count in his head that he was at least 12 trees ahead of the other lumberjack. So he went back to the beer tent, had a few beers, got himself a steak and chips, and just waited for the old man to come through and quit, give up. He was waiting to be reigned supreme, to get the crown, to get the throne, to get the prize. But the old boy kept on going. He kept on going. Now, The young lumberjack didn't think too much about this. He was just guzzling beer and eating steak. You know, every now and again he'd hear a tree fall, but he was hearing maybe a couple of hours of, you know, just nothingness in between. So he presumed he had it in the bag. Until the crowd started gathering around this other lumberjack and the beer tent had emptied. At which point there was big massive cheers and crying where the crowd was applauding and clapping its hands, and the young lumberjack went out. The judge gathered the final two lumberjacks together and he says, right, upon the final tally of trees that have been chopped down, the second prize goes to the young lumberjack. But the gold prize, first place, goes to the old lumberjack. The young lumberjack was absolutely furious. He couldn't understand what had happened. He'd given this his absolute all. In his dismay and his frustration, he fought through the crowds and got to the other lumberjack and said, "What's happened? I cut down so many more trees than you. I could hear you taking breaks, doing nothing. Why didn't you give up? How is it that you've cut down so many more trees than me?" To which the old lumberjack replied, "Well, you see, I'm not as young as you. I'm not as probably strong as you anymore. I definitely don't have the energy that you have. So all I was doing was just simply keeping up a tally of how many trees you were cutting down. But you see, every time I took a break for 3 or 4 hours, whilst you were still hacking down trees, I was just sharpening my axe." Sharpening your axe. Sharpening your axe. Because sharpening your axe makes you more effective. Practicing being who you are makes you far better at just being yourself. You see, that lumberjack had a lot more years of lumberjack activities. He knew these competitions inside out, and he knew how the young guys thought. He knew how the young guys were driven, and he knew how ultimately the young guys would be driven to succeed at this competition. Practice made him permanently good at just simply being himself. And I guess the point of this story is that you can actually do the same. You can sharpen your axe. What's the axe? The axe, my friend, is actually you. You can sharpen yourself and become permanently better at just simply being yourself, because practice doesn't make perfect, but it does make permanent, if you choose. Until the next video.